Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. Hola, queridos oyentes. It is time for another song lyric breakdown on the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, I'll be giving you the meaning of the lyrics to one of my favorite songs by Marc Anthony, and we'll also be exploring some verbs in Spanish, specifically some expressions that use the verb hacer. Así que vamos a empezar. Let's get started.
Bienvenidos! Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola y bienvenidos al episodio 133. Welcome to episode 133 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, I am going to be talking about one of my favorite songs by salsa singer Marc Anthony, who is very famous for a lot of his ballads and also his salsa songs in Espanol. And I'm also going to share with you some expressions using the verb hacer. Now, hacer is a pretty common verb in Spanish. It actually means to do or to make. So it has two different meanings, but it also can be used in different expressions, just like in the title of the song that I'll be breaking down in this episode. So you definitely want to make sure you stick around until the end of the episode so that you can add some of these phrases to your vocabulary. Because even though the song that we'll be looking at today is very poetic, as a lot of songs about love and things are, it also does have a lot of phrases and expressions that you can use in day-to-day conversation. Now, before we get started, I do want to let you know, of course, as always, you can go to the page for this particular episode at learnspanishconsalsa.com/133. Now, when you visit our show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/133, you'll be able to download a free guide on how you can use music, creative ways to use music in your Spanish study. So not just with this song, but with any song that you listen to, this will be a guide, and also it gives you a worksheet, which is more of a study guide for how you can approach learning Spanish with music on your own. So if you want to get that free guide to learning Spanish with music, make sure you go to our show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/133. Now, let's get started with this episode. We are going to be looking at the song, Tu Amor Me Hace Bien. Tu Amor Me Hace Bien. Now, this is a salsa song, like I said, that was performed by Marc Anthony. He's actually of Puerto Rican descent from New York area. He's a singer, songwriter. He's also an actor. He starred in a movie, several movies, but the one that comes to mind now is he actually played salsa singer Héctor Lavoe in the movie El Cantante, the singer. He's also a record producer. He's appeared in so many different places. He is what most people think about when they think about Puerto Rican salsa, quite honestly. So he's been a very, very popular artist for many years, and he is the top-selling tropical salsa artist of all time. So this song, Tu Amor Me Hace Bien, is actually a very poetic song. It's one of his more popular songs. It's a beautiful song, so I definitely encourage you to check it out. As always, on our website, learnspanishconsalsa.com, you go to the episode 133 page and you will be able to listen to the song. We'll include the lyrics and a video there as well so that you can enjoy the entire song. So in this episode, we'll be taking a look at the first verse and the chorus. And like I said, on the website, you'll be able to find the full song if you would like to continue learning more Spanish with this song. So let's get started with verse one. He starts out by saying, Te quiero así, deliciosa, insospechada. So this is very poetic, like I said. So he starts out saying, Te quiero, which is I love you. Very common phrase in Spanish. And the te quiero así is like, I love you like this, or this is the way that I love you. Deliciosa, which is delicious, e insospechada, so like in an unexpected way. Porque creo en tu palabra, porque creo en tu palabra. So this is because I believe in your word. So that's the literal translation, but he's really saying that you're a trustworthy person. Another way to say it could be confío en ti, like I have confidence in you or I trust you. So he's basically saying, I believe in you. I believe the things that you say. You're a trustworthy person. Porque yo siento que aún te necesito. Porque yo siento que aún te necesito. Because I feel that I still need you. Porque me alteras las ganas. Porque me alteras las ganas. Because you change my desire, right? So literally altera is, you know, to change or to alter. But in this case, he's saying you make me want you more, right? You're increasing my desire for you in this context. And then he says again, te quiero así, estruendosa y delicada. Te quiero así, estruendosa y delicada. So I love you like this, and estruendosa is like loudly, like in a very bold way, y delicada, and also a very delicate way. So kind of like opposites, right? Entre alegría y nostalgia. Entre alegría y nostalgia. So somewhere between joy and nostalgia. Porque me gusta tenerte vida mía. Porque me gusta tenerte vida mía. Because I like having you. And this vida mía is like my life, like a term of endearment, right? So you can hear people call someone mi vida, right? So vida mía is like my life. So I like having you in my life. Y no quiero que te vayas. Y no quiero que te vayas. And I don't want you to go. I don't want you to leave. Porque el amor, cuando es verdad, sale del alma. Porque el amor, cuando es verdad, sale del alma. So because love, when it's true love, it comes from the soul. Nos aturde los sentidos. Nos aturde los sentidos. So it stuns the senses, right? It catches you off guard or by surprise. Y de pronto descubrimos que la piel se enciende en llamas. Y de pronto descubrimos que la piel se enciende en llamas. So this is, and suddenly we discover that our skin has been set on fire. So again, very, very poetic use of the language here in the first verse. And then moving on to the chorus, which is also the title of the song, he starts out by saying, bien, tu amor me hace bien. And that is good or well, right? We know bien, very common Spanish word. But this tu amor me hace bien, so what does that mean? So hacer, like I mentioned at the beginning, means to do or to make, right? When you translate it literally into English. So if you were to look at this, it actually sounds kind of funny, right? Your love makes me well, makes me good, right? So that would not be the best translation for this. That is the literal translation, but it really doesn't make a lot of sense in English. The way to really think of this phrase, me hace bien, is it's good for me. Me hace. Okay, so it makes me well. It makes me feel good. It's something that's good for me. So me hace bien is good for me. So tu amor me hace bien means your love is good for me. Or it does me good. Like they used to say, I hate this example, but I'm showing my age here. They used to have those commercials where they would show someone drinking milk. And they would say, milk, it does a body good. So that's for those of you who remember that commercial, so you can now know how old I am. But in any case, so that's kind of what I think of when I hear this term. That's how I remember it anyway. Kind of think of that old commercial, milk, it does a body good. So, you know, her love, whoever he's talking to, does him good. It's good for him. Then he says, tu amor me desarma. So your love disarms me. Ay, tu amor me controla. Your love controls me. Me endulza, me encanta. It sweetens me, it enchants me. Pero bien, tu amor me hace bien. But your love is good for me. Okay, and so he kind of repeats that again. Tu amor me desarma, it disarms me. Tu amor me controla, controls me. Me vence, me amarra. Me vence, me amarra. So this me vence, vencer is like to triumph, right? To win. So it's his love or her love, I'm assuming he's talking to a woman, takes him over, right? It takes over him. It overwhelms him in a way. And me amarra is like to be bound, right? So it basically, it's got him caught up. That's the way I would say it in a more informal way. Okay, so that's the chorus. So one thing I want to draw to your attention about the lyrics of this, there's a lot of use of this me, right? So me hace, me desarma, me controla, me endulza, me encanta, okay? Now, you may be familiar with this sort of construction when you think about how to say you like something in Spanish, right? Me gusta eso, I like that. But when we're saying me gusta, we're literally saying, this thing is pleasing to me. Like gustar is to please. So me gusta, we translate it as I like it, but it literally means it pleases me, right? So me gusta. Me desarma, it disarms me. Me controla, it controls me. So, you know, we're always using this me to indicate we're talking about ourselves and the effect that something has on us. So that's an important thing to understand because it's used a lot in this song, and it is something that you can use in conversations as well. And it can be used a lot with the verb hacer. So just to give you a few examples of some expressions that you can use with hacer, because I did promise you that I would share some ways that you can use this language in day-to-day conversation. Because I think it's important that even when you're learning a song and you understand the meaning of it, that you find some value in there that you can actually pull out and use in your day-to-day conversations in Spanish. So one very common expression with the verb hacer is hace falta. Hace falta. Which just comes from faltar, which usually means to lack or to be in need of. So, hace falta means something is needed, something is lacking, you know, something is necessary. So, I could say, quiere un carro nuevo, pero hace falta dinero. Quiere un carro nuevo, pero hace falta dinero. It means, you know, he wants a new car, but he needs money. He may be lacking the funds to get the car. Hace falta dinero. I could also say, hace falta tiempo para leer el libro. Hace falta tiempo para leer el libro. So this is a general statement. I'm saying, you know, you need time in order to read a book, right? Where time is needed. Hace falta tiempo para leer el libro. So you need time to read the book. So that's a way that you can hear hacer used, or you can actually use it in your own conversations. And if you think of an example of that, hit us up on Instagram and let us know at Learn Spanish con Salsa. Give us your examples of using the verb hacer that you can use in your next conversation in Espanol. Okay, another very common way this hacer falta is used is when you're talking to a person, right? So the examples I just gave you were more of a general sense, hace falta dinero, hace falta tiempo. But if I'm talking directly to a person and I say, me haces falta, what I'm saying is, I miss you. So literally it's saying, you know, you are making me lack, which doesn't really make much sense, right? But it's saying, you know, I'm in need of you, right? I'm missing you. So me haces, so that's important because we're conjugating it for the tú form, haces, not hace. So me haces falta, I miss you. So the next time you're talking to your novio or novia, you can say me haces falta before you get off the phone. You've probably already heard that in a telenovela. Another way you can use hace is with another verb. So you'll notice in the song, you know, it says your love makes me feel good, or your love is good for me. Me hace bien, tu amor me hace bien. But you can talk about other things in the same way. Like I could say, esa broma me hace reír. Esa broma me hace reír. So that joke makes me laugh. I can also say, eso me hace sentir muchísimo mejor. Eso me hace sentir muchísimo mejor. So that makes me feel much better. Esta es una canción que me hace pensar en ti. Esta es una canción que me hace pensar en ti. So this is a song that makes me think about you. So pensar en ti is think about you. But if you notice with all these examples, I used me hace, which literally just means makes me, right? And I can use that with another verb. So me hace sentir, makes me feel. Me hace reír, makes me laugh. Me hace sonreír, I could say that. El sol me hace sonreír. So the sun makes me smile. Me hace pensar, makes me think. So that is a way that you can definitely use the verb hacer when you're talking about yourself and how things have an effect on you, right? This makes me, right? I always think about when people say the devil made me do it, right? El diablo me hizo, using the past tense. El diablo me hizo hacerlo. Well, that's a bad sentence. Don't repeat that one. The devil made me do it. But that's a way that people usually say something makes me, right? It's a common phrase. So anyway, think about some ways that you can use that. Think about some ways you can use hacer falta and also me hace with other verbs. And lastly, just like the title of the song, you can talk about other things besides love that are good for you or that make you feel good or that really just are good for you in general. So here are a couple of examples. I could say, hago yoga todas las mañanas porque me hace bien. Hago yoga todas las mañanas porque me hace bien. So I practice yoga, or I do yoga every morning because it's good for me, right? It's good for your body. It's good for your mind. I could also say, me hace bien hablar contigo. Me hace bien hablar contigo. So talking to you makes me feel good. It's good for me. I like talking to you. It's kind of another way to say that. So again, you can use this me hace bien to talk about other things. So things that are just good for you in general, or just good for people in general, right? You can say, hace bien caminar en el parque, right? So it's good for you, or it's good for people in general to go for a walk in the park, right? To be around nature, things like that. So you can use this when you're not talking about, like Mark Anthony is in the song, a dramatic love story. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast and that you found some new and creative ways that you can use hacer in your day-to-day life and conversations in Spanish. Don't forget, if you want to get the full lyrics, to check out the show notes page at learnspanishconsalsa.com/133 for episode 133 of the podcast. And you can also download your study guide for how to approach learning Spanish with music, and a worksheet that you can fill in to help you use any song that you love to help improve your Spanish. As always, I hope something that you heard in this episode has taken you at least un paso más cerquita, one step closer, from being a Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.